But they were here when we came, and I've just coaxed them, and every year, everything I have in the line of vegetable waste, like carrot peelings, carrot tops, cabbage, banana peelings, grapefruit peelings, grapefruit itself, I throw under my trees, and just a few leaves of them, up from the yard that came off the trees. And I never fertilize other than once a year, I put lime around the roots, just to put a shovel through them and just throw it and let the rain wash it in.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had beautiful figs, beautiful. Last year I had a friend, and I used to visit them in the country on the farm, and they're living in town, and he came over here 3 times a week. He was used to climbing.
Right.
And he went in the fig tree, and he got 2 bushel baskets every time he came of figs.
Ooh.
They were beautiful.
Sound like they were very productive.
Oh, they were. But they, he said it was, I fertilized them. I never put any fertilizer, just the lime. And of course I put the grass now. And during the winter I didn't very often put grass. That preserves the roots from freezing or anything.
I see. It sounds like you know what you're doing as far as fig trees are concerned.
Well, I listen a whole lot.
That always helps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about vegetables that farmers grow around here, either on their farm or maybe people in their gardens?
Well, it is just for their own use. Tomatoes are abundant, beautiful tomatoes, all kinds, both the cocktail tomatoes and all the different.
Is that the little one?
No.
The cocktail tomato?
You don't know you're eating one when you're eating, it's so small. How about watermelons? What you know about them?
Well, I know that some of them have different colored meats, and I like them. They taste pretty good.
Well, now I don't know what kind they are. What I mean is I don't know the names of them. But the red, any watermelon that has a black seed, which a great many do, they are supposed to be better than the white seed. Light seed, not white, it's kind of a tan brown, you know. And you know they're good for the chickens and the birds, and you can feed the birds on them, on your seeds, out of your watermelons. Ever heard of watermelon rind preserves?
No, ma'am.
Oh, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You peel the rind off. My mother always put it in the lime water overnight. And you cut it up the next day in just little chops, like just about that big. And you put it down with sugar. And if you want to put cinnamon or nutmeg, and let it cook. And you have to let it cook quite a good deal. And it tastes a great deal like crystallized fruit.
Mm.
And another use for the watermelon, take it and seed it. And put it in your, chop it up in small pieces and put it in your freezer for about 10 minutes or 15 before you're going to have served dinner. And when you put it on the table, if you can, take it out a few minutes and put it in your glass. You have to put it in a champagne glass. You will pour some either ginger ale or 7-Up over it. Makes the loveliest cocktail you'd want. Refreshing. It's just as refreshing as it can be.
I'll have to remember that. It sounds good.
It is good. Very good.